New converts face a deteriorating situation in Iran. Purpose Driven Ministries extends its assault on HIV/AIDS, and we get an update from a new program launch in Moldova. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Human Rights Watch reports basic human rights in Iran deteriorated considerably since 2005. These reports have believers in the region alarmed because they dovetail with the new edicts forbidding conversions from Islam. Sat7's David Harder doesn't confirm the situation, but does say...
That's really not a surprising development in many parts of the world, certainly not only in Iran, where maybe it has now been codified into law, but in other places... Life for those who do choose to follow Jesus instead of the traditional religion they've been brought up in face a very difficult time.
Harder says Sat7 airs an Iranian Christian broadcast that reaches places where traditional ministry is difficult.
It's really a wonderful way to encourage individual Christians and to help build them up in the faith. And certainly these developments in Iran show that people need to be praying. We're fortunate in the West. We have many freedoms. We have freedom to worship as we want or not to worship.
Next, in a region of South Asia, the Seed Company's support and training of national translators have recently helped complete the New Testament in five key languages that didn't have scripture. The Seed Company's Roy Peterson says more in the works.
There were a total of 50 translations going on. And one of the things I'd like your listeners to know, and this is really important, is that there's still over 180 languages in India that still need to be translated, and no one has even started them yet.
There's a lot of hostility toward the gospel, Peterson says, and Christians face intense persecution, but God is working through the diligence of indigenous translators.
The enemy is just doing anything possible to stop translation from going forward, because translation changes lives. It makes the Word of God come alive for people. The church can be planted, discipleship can happen, the Jesus film can be made, and recordings for radio can be made. So much can happen once translation is done.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Purpose Driven Ministries' Kay Warren is on a mission. She's working to stop the ravages of HIV/AIDS in Africa with a stop in Rwanda. In her latest visit, the peace team found the Rwandan government is launching new initiatives to fight the disease. It's here that the church's involvement is crucial. By overcoming stigma and opening doors to meet community needs, it's one step toward sharing the true source of peace. The first peace team will visit Rwanda later this spring. Meanwhile, Farms International's Moldova program is finally up and running. The Farms Committee gave loans to Christian families in an impoverished Moldovan region to help them work their way out of poverty. Families began two animal businesses while a third family brought a business up to date. Together, they're strengthening their local church by tithing out of their profits. That, in turn, frees up the pastor to focus on evangelism and discipleship ministry. And the birth of a new radio station is almost a reality. Transworld Radio believes the granting of a frequency is just days away. The antenna and building are ready. They only need a license and transmitter, and millions will be able to hear the gospel in Benin, West Africa. TWR Stephen Boichi Adams says a relationship with Benin President Matthew Kereku helped.
Kereku is a born-again Christian who loves the Lord. We told him about the story of Transworld Radio, and he was very, very excited. And so he gave us an invitation to come there.
Radio is widely used in the culture. Boichi Adam tells us why.
Radio is a friend to an African. And everywhere that you go, even in the villages, people are really able to afford radios. And so it's an instrument which actually is very useful to our Africans.
Boichi Adam hopes radio will be used to reach them. If all goes well, they could be on the air by August. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care International's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed, like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.